This is the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Ashley.
Together, we have been making money online collectively for over 10 years.
Our mission is to help you start, learn, and grow a reselling business and to inspire you to turn your paycheck into a daycheck.
The world is changing, and we want to help you change with it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Paycheck to Daycheck podcast. This is going to be the second installation of the Mindset with Ashley segment that we're doing. This one is going to be all about how the people that you surround yourself with can change your life, both in a positive and negative way. We're going to get into both of those things. All right. So believe it or not, the people that you are around most often play a huge part. They have a huge impact on pretty much every single aspect of your life, from your health, your mindset, obviously, how you choose to run your business, your family, your friends, the amount of sleep that you get, if you drink, if you do drugs recreationally. It affects everything. So to kind of get you thinking about this, I want you to think back to high school. And think about the people that you hung out with when you were in high school. They probably impacted the way that you spoke, the way that you dressed, maybe the way that you were acting at the time, or the grades that you were getting, or even the trouble that you might have gotten into. I know for myself, I played soccer, I ran track, so I hung out a lot with the people that were on my team and the boys that were on like the men's team for soccer, like the boys track. I was also in concert band and marching band, so I hung out with those people a lot as well. And for the most part, they were all very well-rounded individuals. They were very well behaved. We had a really good group of kids. I went to a very, very small high school. I think we graduated with 128 kids in our class, and that was the largest class to have ever gone through the school at that point. You know, thinking back to high school, there was a group of kids. Now, again, this was a small town, and this is probably going to sound ridiculous to some of you, but I'm going to tell you the story anyways. So thinking back to that time, the way that our campus was set up, I guess if you want to call it a campus, the elementary school was first, the high school was in the middle, and then the middle school was on the opposite end. So they were all next to each other. And there was a sidewalk that you could walk down, like, you know, parallel to the road to main, it wasn't main street, but you know, to the main road to get from like one school to the other. If you're walking into town, or going to, you know, from the middle school to like the track that was behind, you know, the high school. So there were always kids like walking down that sidewalk, and sometimes they would cross over the streets, and there was this old like laundromat across the street, and a lot of kids would go over there, and they would go behind the laundromat and they would smoke cigarettes. And those were like, you know, quote unquote, the bad kids, right? They were, you know, getting in trouble more often. Maybe they weren't as respectful to adults or teachers or, you know, whatever. They were kind of just labeled the bad kids. I remember there being a group of girls specifically from my grade who would go hang out behind there after school sometimes. And they were so intimidating to me. And I thought they were like really mean and judgy. They were definitely louder and more like mischievous than, you know, the girls that I was used to hanging out with. And they, you know, they did cause a little bit of trouble like in school. There was a specific incident that I remember, and I won't go into all the details of that, but I remember one of the girls kind of talking. She was sort of like distancing herself from this friend group at one point during our school years. And she had started to like come around like my friend group a little bit. And she was a soccer player. So, you know, we knew her. We didn't all like hang out together all the time, but she was part of, you know, our team, and she was nice enough. She just kind of hung out with this other group that was they seemed to be starting more trouble the older that they got. She was starting to distance herself a little bit. And I remember one of our coaches telling her, if you keep hanging out with these people, you might end up going down a not so great path. He's like, why don't you try to hang out more with the girls on the team? Mm-hmm. Like, come to the house over the weekend. Like, sometimes we would go over to one of their houses and we'd swim and play soccer in the yard and we'd have a bunch of fun. So I remember that. And she started hanging out with us a little bit more and kind of like got her act together a little bit. All right. So maybe, you know, some of the people that you hung out with, maybe your parents were huge fans of, maybe they tried to get you to stay away from some of these people, saying that they were a bad influence on you, you know, something like that. So I remember specifically this situation, and I remember, my mom and dad trying to guide my sister and I towards specific friend groups and also sort of away from specific friend groups. So we can get into like all of that deeper, like that's a whole other thing, but I want to swing it back around to how this relates to the episode. So the point is that now that we're older, right? Now that we're adults, there are still bad influences out there. The problem is that most likely we are on our own now to figure that out for ourselves. Our parents probably aren't going to, you know, tell us like, you know, Ashley, that girl is bad news, or, you know, something like that. Like they know that we're adults, and they might not know every single person that comes into our lives. So it's up to us to kind of discern who is and who isn't a bad influence. And maybe someone that's a bad influence on you, they don't see them as a bad influence. You know, the people around you might not realize that they're having a negative impact on you or your life or your mindset. The trick is to figure out who the bad influences are and not give them full access to you, or to, limit access or to cut off access altogether. The problem is that some of these people, you know, they might be your family, they might be friends, they might be, you know, some a childhood friend, someone you've known forever, a college roommate, or, you know, a distant family member. We just don't know, you know, someone that is just an acquaintance, or someone at work, you know, maybe it's your boss or someone that you sit next to at work. The problem is that it's a little bit harder now. It gets a little trickier once we figure out who the bad influences, quote unquote, are to our mindset, how to deal with them. That's where we kind of get ourselves into sticky situations a little bit. If you're still listening, you probably have an awareness of yourself and your own actions, and probably an idea of how you want your life to look moving forward from this point on. If you're not one of these people, you know, fair warning, but this episode might not resonate completely with you or very much at all. But if you are looking to up-level your life, your business, your health, your friendships, family, etc., hopefully I'll be able to give you guys some pointers and takeaways to help you sort of realize who is affecting your mindsets in a positive way and in a negative way, and how to handle those situations. Let's start with a few classic examples that I have heard before. The first one would be your significant other is coming home from work every day in a bad mood because, you know, maybe they hate their job, they hate their coworkers, they hate the commute. Something about their job is just really irritating them. As another example, maybe you are excitedly telling your parents about an idea that you have, a new business venture, or about reselling. They're telling you that it won't work out. Maybe you shouldn't be spending so much time on it. Maybe they're minimizing your successes, or maybe they're just constantly putting you down, or putting down your successes, putting down your business, just talking negatively about it. So those two, you know, those examples would have a huge impact on someone's mindset and also how they think about themselves, for sure. Now, I'm not saying that you have to cut these people out of your life. Of course, that's a personal decision. And I guess it would depend on how bad the situation is. We're not going to get into all of that. But I want to help you better understand where some of these people might be coming from. And like I said, give you some ideas on how to have a relationship with them going forward, if you choose to. I think it is important to have people in your corner that are good to you and are supportive of you and help lift you up and that you can bounce ideas off of constantly. But, you know, not everyone needs access to 100% of you at all times. That can be energy draining. And if you start to realize that some of these people, if you're sharing things about your life with them and they're not reciprocating, or if it's, you know, if they're a batteries not included friend, like it's always about them, what they have going on, they never ask you questions, that's draining too. You know, maybe it's time to reevaluate the friendship or implement different things to, you know, limit this person's access to you so they don't, you know, they're not texting you all the time. They're not able to call you, you know, whenever they feel like it at like 2 o'clock in the morning, or, you know, you're not obligated or feel like you're obligated to see them constantly. The fact is, I learned this back when I started doing door-to-door sales. I learned a lot during that time of my life, and I'm going to refer back to it probably a couple times through like the first couple mindset episodes, because I think that's really where my mindset started changing. I was a very negative person, and I was going through a really tough time in my life when I started working for that company. I mentioned it in the last episode, but if you missed it, I had just moved home from Florida after like a traumatizing breakup. I'd moved to Florida from New York with a boyfriend of mine at the time, and I found out that he was cheating on me. I had, you know, moved away from my family, my friends. I'd quit college to move out there with him, and it just, I crashed and burned. I was scared. I was nervous. I was anxious. I was worried. I didn't know what the heck I was going to do with my life. My student loans kicked in because, of course, I had dropped out of school and I needed money, and I was broke also on top of all of that. Like, that's a really stressful situation to be in. When I started working for this company, I was in, you know, kind of a dark spot, and I didn't know how I was going to dig myself out of this hole that I had found myself in. But I'm very thankful that I found myself where I did, because working for this place and being around the people that I was around, they really taught me specific strategies on how to grow as a person and into a more positive person and adult. So I'm going to try to share as much of that with you guys as I can. What I learned there pretty much right away is that the fact that the majority of people on this planet operate from a negative space the majority of the time, it's their default, and it takes a lot of work to change that. So a lot of people just won't. Let's go back real quick to the parent example that I gave before. Most of our parents, and even their parents, most of them watch the news and read the paper religiously. So, I remember growing up and my parents watched the news. They watched the evening news all the time. They don't anymore, thank goodness. But, a lot of them grew up that way, and that was their main source of information and content that they were consuming every day. Now, I don't think it's a big secret, but the news is notoriously negative. The info that you're consuming is like, you know, daily, sometimes multiple times a day, it's always skewed as negative. The sky is always falling. Terrible things happen today. Murder, death, storms, war, depression, failing economies, on and on and on and on. It's just always negative. After you consume this type of content every single day, day after day, it is going to start changing you as a person, and the way that you process information and the way that you relate it to other people and the way that your brain forms thoughts and opinions of other things. It's very likely that, you know, our parents or even ourselves, we didn't even know that it was happening at the time. So I'm sure you've heard this saying, negativity breeds negativity, and people want to pass on the bad news. So my late grandmother, she, when I would talk to her, I talked to her about once a week on the phone. She was in Buffalo and I was in Albany, and she, every time you talk, she could not wait to tell me the bad things that she heard about on the news. You know, the president did this, this happened out here, you know, this person was killed. And her all-time favorite was who out of her friend group or people that she knew that she used to work with had died in the last week. She read the obits constantly, which I find to be insane, but she was like addicted to the bad news and she couldn't wait to pass it on to me. Now, again, I am not a news watcher. I don't watch it. I don't read the newspaper, none of that. I still want to be an informed person. So I consume content on Instagram from one account specifically, which I will share in case you want to know what it is. The Instagram account is Sharon Says So. I believe she was a government or history teacher or something like that. And now she, her whole thing is posting about current events and, you know, history, what actually happened, an unbiased view of events, which I think is, it's really important. It's not skewed from her politics, her political beliefs. She's not putting her, you know, opinions into these things, which I think is, you know, it's very important. I want the facts. I need to make informed decisions. I want to know what happened, but I don't want to have someone else's emotional response dictate my emotional response. So back to my grandmother. She was a very negative person, but I was one of her favorite people. She smoked, she watched trash television, she was addicted to the news and the drama, and quite honestly, she was always starting shit with my other family members. But I loved her, and she was very, very good to me. I could not have lived being around her 24/7, but I certainly didn't desire to cut her off completely. She was my family. She was my grandmother. And of course, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to have a relationship with her, but I needed to figure something out because her negativity was draining me every time I would go and see her. And sometimes even when I would talk to her on the phone, it felt like this sinking feeling afterwards. And I felt drained of my energy. And like, I was starting to have like her negative thoughts and ideas and mindset was like almost poisoning me as well. To combat this, I would kind of limit what I would tell her about my life. And I would make sure that when I knew that we were going to speak on the phone, I would have like some questions sort of prepared for her. She loved to talk. She loved to talk about, you know, things that had happened in the past and the way that life used to be and all that stuff. So I would try to ask her some questions about like her family growing up and, you know, what it was like. She worked for General Motors for a very long time, what it was like when she first started there, how she worked her way up through the company. I wanted to know those things. Those things made me happy to talk about and made her happy to talk about. So I tried to steer the conversation in the direction that I wanted it to go without letting her completely go off the rails and let her talk about the 5 hours of, you know, news that she had consumed that day and what happened on Judge Judy. So as an example of something that I wouldn't have told her, like she didn't need to know that at one point I was thinking about leaving my job and going to another company. She didn't need to know that. She would have had a lot to say about it. And some of it probably wouldn't have been very positive, you know? So instead of subjecting myself to her thoughts and her feelings about a decision that I ultimately needed to make for myself, I just chose not to tell her about that thought that was going through my head at the time. If she had had it her way, of course, she would have talked every single day with me on the phone and saw me as often as possible. That would not have been healthy for me. And I spent a lot of time with her. I took care of her a lot as she got older. And I have no regrets about the time that we spent together and limiting the things that I said, the things that I told her, and some of the time that we spent together. I don't regret that because that's what I needed to do at the time for my own sanity. So now that I've given you an example of sort of limiting negative people in your life and kind of in a sticky situation too, she was, you know, my grandmother of all people, let's talk instead about adding people to your circle. So another strategy would be adding more positively influential people into your circle. So personally, I want to be around people who are better than me at what I want to be good at. I want to be raised up. I don't always want to be doing the raising all of the time. I don't mind that. I don't mind being the person that people look to for answers to questions and help with like reselling stuff, for example. But I also need that myself. So I need like mentors. I need to not be the most experienced person in my group, if that makes sense. my suggestion would be to, you know, pick a mentor, form a relationship with that person, an accountability group or an accountability partner. Liz and I have talked about that before, a working group. I think that's a really underutilized thing, especially in the reselling community. Having a group of people that you log in on maybe Zoom with or Discord or something like that, and you guys just, you know, work live with each other. Maybe you're taking pictures and chatting or listing and chatting, or maybe you talk about some ideas for 10 or 15 minutes, you know, in the morning first thing. I think that could really be a super beneficial thing to the reselling community. The more time you spend with these positive and uplifting people, the more you're going to notice your life changing for the better. So I'm going to swing it back to a long time ago. Like I said, when I started working for that door-to-door company, I was in a dark spot, in a dark place. And these people, they were goofy. They were funny. They were really hardworking. They were extremely positive, but they still had a sense of reality. They had such strong personalities that were so positive that it was infectious. You just couldn't help but rise up to their level. No one wants to be the only negative person in a group or in a room. That's no fun. Like I said before, negativity breeds negativity. So we, you know, if we're talking about something negative, we want someone to commiserate with us, right? If we're talking about a problem with Poshmark, we want someone to agree with us and to take part in that sulking and complaining, which, you know, it's fine to have factual conversations and it's fine to, you know, even complain once in a while, but to get sucked into the constant negativity about certain things, that it's just unhealthy. And you really have to be careful, because if you continue to do that day in and day out, like I said before, it's going to become more of a habit. And you really have to work hard at protecting your mindset. And if you're always surrounded by people who have similar goals, similar feelings, similar thought processes that you do, then it's going to be a lot easier to work on that, to up level yourself and to make sure that you're staying positive and protecting your mindset, and to even bring more people up with you. I hope this episode helped you guys out a little bit. I know that, you know, it's difficult when you're surrounded with, you know, some people that have been in your life for a really long time, and maybe you're getting sick of the complaining, you're getting sick of the negativity. It's difficult to change your life. It is difficult to change the lives of others. It's difficult to cut them out of your life. It's difficult to limit their access to you. And I know all of this, but if you work at it a little bit at a time and you make small changes for your life a little bit at a time, I promise you that in a couple of years from now, you're going to have a completely different life. It's worth protecting yourself, your life, your family, your mindset. It's worth it 100%. So I hope that you guys got a couple good tips. If you have any questions about this topic, feel free to email us or contact me on Instagram at @flippinnewyork, or you can send a message to the podcast Instagram as well. Happy to talk to you guys about this more in detail or one-on-one if you have any questions.
All right, guys, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast. Anything we mentioned in this episode will be linked down below in the show notes or description down below. Be sure to share this episode with anyone you think it will help and follow us on social media at P2D Podcast. Thanks again for listening. Keep working towards that day check.